Now to South Ossetia. Russia says tens of thousands of people have fled this breakaway region where the conflict erupted a week ago. The fighting has been mostly stopped, though there are reports of looting and banditry. It's been difficult to get into South Ossetia. NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer managed to do that by traveling with Russian forces, and he's arrived in the capital, Skhinvali, and he joins us now. And, Greg, where are you exactly there in the city, and what are you seeing?
I've just been in the central square of Skhinvali. Now I'm outside the central hospital where a lot of the wounded were being treated. The fighting has largely stopped, although I'm just now hearing sounds of gunfire in the distance. So it's not entirely safe here. But the city, the central square is mostly destroyed. There are disabled Georgian tanks, burnt out carcasses of personnel carriers in the middle of the road. There are Russian military trucks and personnel carriers and tanks all over the place. They're driving everywhere. And there are very few civilians. Most of the people I've seen and spoken to have been elderly. They say they mostly hid from the fighting. They spent several days underground in basements. A lot of the figures that the Russians are giving don't appear to add up. Yes, there was terrible fighting in the city. Many people died. But doctors say that the deaths have been in the hundreds and not in the thousands, like the Russians are saying.
Are you seeing any humanitarian aid having reached there? Does it look like there's any help?
I haven't seen any humanitarian aid, although some of the residents here have said that they have been given gas canisters and that they've been given water. So there are I'm being told that there has been humanitarian aid that's reached here. I haven't seen any of it. I just see a lot of military vehicles and a lot of soldiers. A lot of them are sitting around, standing around, apparently not knowing what to do. One thing also that's striking is that there have been a lot of reports that the city has been flattened, and that's just not true. Various parts of it have been destroyed. Collections of three or four buildings have been destroyed. There are bullet holes everywhere. But a lot of the city is still standing.
Greg, we've been talking to you earlier this morning as you were traveling along the highway from Russia into South Ossetia with Russian troops. How heavy is the Russian presence there in South Ossetia?
It's very heavy. There are Russian troops and personnel carriers and tanks all the way up and down the road leading from Russia, from the region of North Ossetia into South Ossetia, which is in Georgia. One of the things I noticed along the road was that there were a lot of burnt-out villages, almost every settlement in which almost every building was burnt, and it was clear that these were Georgian settlements. And the Russians had put us in a truck so that we wouldn't be able to see out, but we were able to open a window and see a lot of destruction, a lot of what appeared to have been burning and looting of Georgian villages in South Ossetia.
Gregory, thanks very much.
Thank you.
That's Gregory Pfeiffer speaking to us from the capital of South Ossetia.